President John Dramani Mahama has justified the three-day state visit to Ghana by the South African President Jacob Zuma. He said relations between the two countries have been improving and the benefits of the visit will reflect sooner than later. President Mahama said this at a state banquet in honor of President Zuma at the State House in Accra. He therefore called on African leaders to look inward to consolidate trade and investments. Sethia reports.
Former President J.J. Rawlings and J.A. Kufo, the Speaker of Parliament Edward Do Ajaho, the Chief Justice Georgina Wood, Ministers of State, MPs, members of the diplomatic corps and a cross section of both Ghanaians and South Africans attended the state banquet. President Mahama lauded the active involvement of President Zuma in peace and security of the continent.
Your visit has more than strengthened what has for many years been a healthy, mutually respectful and beneficial relationship between our two countries. This is a relationship that started many decades before the end of apartheid and was consolidated with the visit to Ghana by President Nelson Mandela shortly after leaving prison and winning South Africa's first election after apartheid. I'm happy that since our establishment of diplomatic relations, our relations, which started as political, has transformed also into a healthy business and economic relationship. South Africa today is not only one of Ghana's closest allies, but also one of our most steadfast friends, sharing common interests of democracy, respect for human rights, and constitutional governance.
President Zuma said the presence of the two surviving former presidents of Ghana at the banquet illustrates the strength of Ghana's democracy. President Zuma said, though it will take some years for the continent to realize the economic vision of the founding fathers of the OAU, now AU, the current leaders are determined to work towards achieving this vision.
Also important is the AU Infrastructure Development Program, which will unlock economic development. I have the honor to champion the North-South Corridor, which encompasses road and rail projects. Once implemented throughout Africa, the infrastructure projects will change the face of the African continent. Thus, the future looks bright. Africa may take longer to achieve the progress and prosperity that Dr. Kwame Nkrumah painted in his speech to the founding meeting of the OAU in 1963, but we are determined to get there.
President Zuma will return to South Africa this morning. Sethi here, reporting for Radio Ghana.